Chapter 1 Introduction. The Black Death, the pestilence that ravaged Europe during the years from 1347 to 1351, left a mark on Western society that would leave it forever transformed. Not only did the plague drastically reduce the European population, but it also radically changed the medieval world by challenging the institutions that provided stability and guidance to its people. Perhaps the most important of these institutions during this time was the Church. Medieval Europeans turned to the Church and its leaders in times of crisis because they sought answers that offered a degree of order and stability. The laypeople's confidence and faith in the Church diminished during the plague and its subsequent outbreaks because the Church suffered alongside them. People saw the human side of the Church, which was unable to save them from the plague's onslaught. A major reason the plague had such a damaging effect on the Church was the deterioration of its hierarchical bureaucracy before the plague even began. The Catholic Church had already begun experiencing a decline before the arrival of the plague. The Church had gradually become more secular as its focus turned toward wealth and political power. Thus, the Church found itself at a disadvantage during this time due to its weakened state. The papacy had been relocated from Rome to Avignon, a city situated in southern France, and its reputation suffered as a result. When the Black Death struck Europe in 1347, the increasingly secular Church was forced to respond when its religious, spiritual, and instructive capabilities were found wanting. The Black Death exacerbated the decline in faith in the Church by exposing its vulnerability to Christian society. Despite this view, it is important to note that the majority of Europeans did not experience a decline in their faith in God, but rather in their confidence in the Church's ability. Part of the reason the Catholic Church was so severely affected by the plague was the deterioration in the quality of its clergy. A great number of priests succumbed to the pestilence, and the individuals whom the Church recruited to take their place could not adequately perform their duties. The Black Death also saw the rise of the flagellant movement. These groups of men and women publicly flogged their bodies. At the same time, they traveled between European cities, preaching their version of Christianity without the Church's permission. These bands posed a significant threat to the Church's authority and exposed its weakened hold over the Christian laity. Another disturbing movement that emerged in the wake of the plague was the widespread violence directed against the Jewish population. The Church vehemently opposed this slaughter, but this did not stop the maddened public from taking action. Jews had long held a tense relationship with their Christian neighbors. When the plague arrived, European Christians violently attacked the Jews in the belief that Jews had spread the plague. All of these events indicate the Church's gradual decline in influence over the Christian people. If the process had already been underway before the pestilence, it intensified further when the Black Death reached Europe. Although Western society eventually recovered from the plague, it was no longer the same in Europe. Its population had been significantly diminished, but more importantly, its society's structure had undergone lasting changes. Chapter 2. The Decline of the Clergy. The institution of the Catholic Church greatly suffered from the Black Death, and one of the major factors was the decline in the reputation of the clergy. The clergy were significant members of medieval society because they served as a direct link between the laity and the Church. During times of crisis, people looked to the clergy for guidance. When the Black Death struck Europe, however, both the Church and its clergy were found wanting in the eyes of European Christians. The significant reduction in the ecclesiastical population, combined with the deterioration in the quality of clerical services, created an untrustworthy image of the Church in the minds of medieval Christians. Although the Church had already begun to lose its power and influence in the Christian world, the Black Death further deepened the division between the Church and the laity. Ultimately, there was a decline in the faith of the Christian population towards the Church due to the extreme mortality rate of the clerical populace, the failure of the Church and its leaders to serve the people effectively in their time of need, and the numerous moral shortcomings among priests that were evident throughout the Black Death. The loss of life among clergymen